Hi, this is Mark. Listen to this approximately 5-minute excerpt from Windows Weekly with Paul Thurrott and Leah Laporte as they describe how to install Windows 7 from a USB drive. Enjoy.
So we talked at the beginning of the show about another way to install Windows, and this is important for people, for instance, who are using netbooks that don't have CD or DVD players.
Yeah. Now, right. So if you buy Windows 7 from the Microsoft Store, right, store.microsoft.com, mm-hmm. You can order media, and they'll send it to you in the mail, and that's nice. But, you know, if you're in, if you want a more kind of an instant feedback kind of a thing, you can download an ISO file.
Oh.
Problem is most people don't have ISO
burners
capabilities or no, you know.
Actually, 7 does. If you have, once you have 7, you can.
7 does, but yeah. I mean, this is before you have 7, presumably.
This is how you would get to 7, right?
Yeah. But the thing that's cool about the Microsoft tool, so they provide a tool called the Windows 7 USB/DVD download tool. And what it allows you to do is take a Windows 7 ISO file, i.e., the image of a setup disk, and burn it to a DVD, which is great. You can boot with that, or place it onto a USB flash drive. That flash drive one is really interesting because that will work on a netbook, which doesn't have an optical drive. You have to have one that's 4 gigabytes or bigger for it to work. You know, I think the smallest ISO 32-bit version of Windows 7 Home Premium is roughly 2.2 gigabytes, and it goes up from there depending on which one you get. So you need 4 gigabytes in order for that thing to expand right out to the into a file system, and they configure the USB drive such that it will boot, and you can plug that thing into your netbook, turn on your computer. If it doesn't automatically boot off of that thing, you can select it through the BIOS or through the, you know, the initial setup tools, and you know, launch Windows 7 setup. By the way, when you're doing that, you're doing a custom install with upgrade media, which Microsoft will tell you in some cases is actually illegal. So, but I would tell you in most cases is not.
So I don't. I could make the ISO from my upgrade disk rather than have to buy from. This will work with any ISO, right?
I don't know that it would. I haven't tried it with any ISO. I don't know if it's specifically designed only for Windows 7. It might actually be only for Windows 7.
But if I have a Windows 7 install disk, can I burn it?
Yeah, so in other words, right. So let's say you bought, let's say you do have the disk, right, but you have a netbook that you want to install.
That's the situation I'm in.
Yeah. So what you would have to do is use a third-party tool that would turn the disk into a ISO file.
Right.
And then you could use this tool to take that and put it on the USB key.
Got it.
So for that sort of thing, I have to think about this for a moment. I always forget what I use. It's image. Why can't I find this image? Yeah, what do I use for this? Jeez, I only need these. I need these tools so infrequently. Probably recommended something too.
Oh, I used. Yeah, there's a tool I use. It's like Windows Imager or something like that. It's a name for it. Yeah.
Let me look this up. I will look it up right now. Hold on. I apologize for not just having that.
But anyway, this does this not obviate it?
No, I mean, because if you have the disk, this is only for if you...
Image burn, tool, is that it?
It's image burn, IMG burn, exactly.
Thank you now, to Boom Sharker X.
Thank you. That's exactly the tool. So if you're running Windows XP or Vista, and you bought the upgrade version of Windows 7, whatever version, doesn't matter, and you get it on a disk, and you want to install it on a netbook that does not have an optical drive, how do you do that? Well, use image burn, create an ISO, use the Microsoft tool to put the to expand the ISO onto a USB key, boot the netbook with the USB key, and then you can install it that way.
Excellent.
That's kind of a tip, too, when you think about it.
It is. It's a tip/tip cum software.